This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Will it be the kinder and gentler, humble and lovable Robert Scott Bell tonight? Flying solo, Super Don's got the night off. He's going to have some good time Labor Daying with his family, with his bro, and hope the cookout's good. Save me a burger or something, because I'm not doing it. My son got bit by a nasty spider last week, and you know, we do all the stuff we do to address it, and he's just he's been a little feverish this week and dealing with things, so we're just going to hold off. I said, kid, can you eat a burger if I grill it up tonight? No, not a chance, Dad. So, all right, we'll delay Labor Day festivities and do a show instead. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes will be up soon. Captain Morgan working on it. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. And we're going to start with some football. How's that? Football! Are you ready for some football? I admit it. I like football. I do. I'm not obsessed by it. I don't play the fantasy football leagues, but I enjoy watching it. And, of course, enjoyed playing it, pick up football as a kid. So it's, it's something that's part of cultural upbringing. And that's not so bad. I did see a movie Concussion with Will Smith. I mentioned that, maybe last week. Talked about the cover-ups to protect the game, right, over the players. But that's not unusual. Government does that, too. Corporations do that, too. Protect their interest over the interest of the people that they're supposed to serve. And in football, of course, we go beyond concussion with this story as we start from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And you all old enough to remember Bart Starr? Of course, that was before even my time, relative to the kid that I was. I didn't know football at that age. But Bart Starr, you know, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, now he's in his, is he 80? He's 82. Yeah, 82 years old. And he suffered a stroke a couple of years ago. 2014, followed up by a bronchial infection, nearly killed him in 2015. Then he got a broken hip, put him in a wheelchair in December. And then he had surgery to remove stones from his bladder. Because of the difference from kidney stones, bladder stones, if the stones are in the bladder. But now he flew out of the country. Why? Is he guilty of some crime? He's fleeing the country. Is he afraid that Hillary Clinton will become president? Is he fleeing the country? No, he's fleeing the country for his own safety, his own health, his own recovery, his own freedom to recover. By any means he feels and his family feels is necessary. Despite the FDA, the government, the bureaucratic oligarchy stance against Bart Starr and what he is undergoing. Now, what I'm about to tell you is not an endorsement of a particular treatment that Bart Starr is undergoing. It's just an acknowledgement for those of you who love liberty, for those of you who think that the United States of America is the most awesome country on the planet. And in many ways, it is. They talk about American exceptionalism. But I've said this on the show many times, much to my own chagrin, that I have to acknowledge that what we are doing today as a country, as our government, supposedly our government, is not very exceptional, unless you call it exceptionally bad. Now, some of you might get mad at me going, well, you can say that because your country is so good because you have a First Amendment. True, but how far does the First Amendment stretch under this federal government or under the state government and constitution in California? First Amendment includes the freedom of speech, the freedom of petition, redress of grievances, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, of thought, right? The freedom to speak your mind, the freedom to worship as you choose. And we have a government on the federal level in many cases, but certainly on the state level in California and other examples, where you don't have that freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of spiritual beliefs that are different from those who are in charge. And if you doubt that, just try to go up against the medical establishment when you want to cure your own cancer or work with a doctor to cure your cancer in ways not approved by the government. Well, that's not a religious issue, Robert. Oh yeah, really? Really? Do you believe spiritually it is correct to poison the body back to health with chemicals? Synthetic toxic poisons that could kill a healthy person? Might you have a belief different that might count as spiritual? And in fact, I could argue that all of your beliefs, however unspiritual I might think they are, someone else might think they are spiritual to you. And that you have the freedom to act out on them as long as you violate nobody else's freedom. So what has Bart Starr done? Former star quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He left the country and went to Mexico. Tijuana. To get experimental stem cell treatments. That he couldn't get in America because the FDA hadn't approved of them. That's right. We free Americans can't get treatment that we want because we have to wait for approval from nanny government. From our mommy and daddy in the government who says it's okay or it's not. And certainly if it's outside of the realm of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, good luck getting it. And if you do get it, good luck knowing that it's for reversing cancer, for instance. In this case, of course, it's recovery from stroke. Stem cell therapy is shown to be pretty promising. Now, I would argue that you could get stem cells, adult stem cells. You can actually harvest your own. You can get it from bone marrow. You wouldn't have to resort to fetal stem cells. But I'm not going to make this the argument in this moment. I want to talk about the freedom or lack thereof in evidence by Bart Starr having to leave this country. He might be a hero to you if you're a big sports Green Bay Packer fan, right? And yet this guy, and you know, in the NFL, they salute if they stand up, if they're not Colin Kaepernick, and they, you know, do the national anthem. They have military flybys. They parade the flag everywhere. Patriotic, right? Football, patriotic. But Bart Starr, one of the heroes in football, can't even get the treatment he wants in this country, in these United States, where the show originates. When I'm in town. When I'm in the country. So he's utilizing this and getting benefit from it, but he has to go 20 miles south of the border. Another two athletes got some benefit here. Gordie Howe lived a little longer, and quarterback John Brody, who was with the San Francisco 49ers, utilized this treatment to great benefit. And there are doctors in the United States that are proponents of this, but they can't utilize it here. They have to ship this stuff out of the country to use it. Oh, yeah, but Robert, the FDA is trying to protect these people from making, they're not experts, right? Like the FDA is an expert? Like the doctors actually know what causes cancer? They're loath to acknowledge that toxic poisons and mineral deficiencies cause cancer. And you're going to rely on those experts? And even if they were experts, you're going to rely on the government to be the arbiter of what you do for your body, for your recovery, to heal your child or yourself? This is how far we've gone, how far we've descended away from liberty. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. I got some liberal friends that they get on me about, well, you know, you're talking about freedom. We're freer than ever, right? Okay, you can argue that in certain areas you have freedom, but if you believe freedom is parceled out like a piece of a pie, this is your piece of freedom. As opposed to being absolute. Now, recognize that when I say absolute freedom, your freedom ends where another's begins. And the freedom I'm talking about in healing is a right that is yours by virtue of your birth. Not to put a gun to the head of a doctor, we'll get to that a little later, and force them to treat you. But the freedom to access whatever you believe and deem is right for you. We would like fully informed consent. We would like truthful, not misleading, not fraudulent claims. Not people saying that they are one thing and they're not. But those things can be addressed by statutes against fraud. We didn't need medical monopoly practices to do this. We don't need licensing boards to make this happen. But we don't trust that we have the ability to decide for ourselves. Now, when I talk about absolute freedom, I also mean absolute responsibility. They go hand in hand. They're two sides of the same coin. And part of the problem here in the United States is that many Americans have lost that ability or willingness to accept responsibility for their own life and health. They're victims. I'm a victim of my genes, right? I'm a victim of my circumstance. And there are tragedies every day that occur. There are mysteries every day that occur. But if you think the government is going to rescue you from those tragedies, I go back to Hurricane Katrina and the follow-up there. That's just one small example. I do not want to wait. You know, bring on the Cajun FEMA, right? They're coming in the floods, and the feds just say, no, no, you can't come in here. We don't want you to get hurt, right? We're here already. What are you doing? And the healers in this country, whether they be medical or not, they have a freedom granted to them by the Creator, not by government. Yet so many bow to the authoritarians within the government and say, I can't do it because they won't let me. Right? You're dying and they won't let you. People that have the means, like Bart Starr, they can leave the country and get this. Why can't we stay in our own country and get what we want for what we need? Colin Kaepernick protesting? Fine, no problem. First Amendment, you go, Colin. Colin. Super Don calls you a poser. He doesn't think you're real, for real. I don't know whether you are. I can't look in your heart and know for sure. But I will know that the protests that you're making, pretty far off the mark in terms of police violence. And police violence is real. It happens. It's happening to those with more pigment more often than those with less pigment. But how did the inner cities become the violent places that they are? Look to the war on drugs. Look no further than the war on drugs. And the drug runners supported by CIA and the gangs that proliferate because of them, including the guns that proliferate because of them. Government, not the solution to our problem. It's the cause of many of our problems. Unless it follows that Constitution to the letter, or even does less than that, I wouldn't mind that at all. All right, we're going to wash our hands of this after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, it's you and me, folks, tonight while Super Don enjoys the barbecue. He left me some audio, and I totally blew it. He didn't play any of his audio. Now he's going to be ticked at me. I said, don't be mad at Super Don. Now he's going to be mad at the host. Okay. We've got Dr. Batar. He'll show up. Yeah, we'll have a party together then. We'll be doing Labor Day a little bit later. Hope your Labor Day is going well. If you're listening live here on GCN, our home in broadcast radio, syndicated radio, and, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and SoundCloud. Lots of ways to listen any time of the day or night or live at robertscottbell.com. Glad you're with me. Now, every once in a while, you know, I pick on the FDA, and they deserve plenty of picking on because they don't do their job very well. And they protect the drug industry, the vaccine industry, from the people that they harm. But every once in a while, they're forced to do something, maybe their jobs, whatever that might be, their description, and we can applaud them, even if they're dragged kicking and screaming along the way. This time, they're going after the soap makers. Somebody's going to be in trouble.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Well, this time, friends, the FDA team has gone after antibacterial soaps. What? What is that? You mean they're actually targeting something that is bad for you this time instead of something good for you? Yeah, that's what happened. You can say goodbye to those antibacterial soaps because the FDA says they do little or nothing to make soap work any better. And guess what? The industry that touts them has failed to prove that they're safe. Now, I've known this for years. Maybe many of you and the Robert Scott Bell Show audience has known this for years. How come the FDA is just now getting around to it? Turns out somebody sued them. Somebody sued them. They sued the FDA. Hey, FDA, you're not doing your job. Look at this stuff. It's not proved to be safe. It's not effective. Do your job. And then finally the FDA team says, okay, we'll do our job. we'll tell them nicely, right? Because they got chemicals. We don't be mean to them. We're only mean to people who do natural things. That's right. The FDA orders it, but they gave them a year. You got a year to figure this thing out. You got a year. And in fact, in that year, if you happen to show us that it's really safe and effective, we'll forget we ever mentioned it. Right? We're talking about things with triclosan, which is used in 93% of the liquid products labeled as antibacterial or antimicrobial. It's in like, 2,300 items or something. It's ridiculous. 2,000 different products, according to the FDA. So back in 2013, they in fact gave them a year. They said, here, show us that by adding these antibacterial chemicals that it helps you kill all the germs. Right? And it turns out it doesn't. In fact, it's even weirder than this. Because let me say, how many of you wash your hands for hours at a time? Yes, I said that, hours at a time. You don't just go to the sink, put soap on your hand, wash it, and in 30 seconds to a minute, you're done. Right? That's it. That's a normal hand washing. Sufficient, you cover it all, you get it under the fingernails if you need to, and you're done. How many of you spend hours doing that at a time? I don't mean add them all up, right? At one time. Why do I ask that question? Because it turns out, the triclosan, they know what it does, right? It opens the cell walls of bacteria, right? That would tend to kill them. But it doesn't do that instantly. It takes hours. Over the course of hours. So you wash your hands with triclosan, and you wipe, you know, whatever is gone with the water is there, but it hasn't killed anything. You've washed off the very thing that was supposed to kill it, and you might be left with the very bacteria that you were supposed to have killed because you didn't wash your hand for hours at a time, or hands, in the case of those of you with two of them. The thing is, this proposed rule, it's a proposed rule, they might protest it. It only affects hand soaps and body washes because all those things used in toothpaste and those hand sanitizers, they're going to let them ride. Benzalkonium chloride, benzothonium chloride, PCMX. Keep them rocking. Keep creating antibiotic-resistant bugs, super bugs. No, go back to soap and water, folks. All right? After this, we're going to cleanse our livers just from this segment alone. We need to.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, did a little pick-me-up on the break. Got some Oceans Alive Pure Phytoplankton in me. Big glass of that with hydrogen H2 water, the Echo water. By the way, RSP15 gets you 15% off at Activation Products. Your links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Also, same code, RSB15, gets you 15% off CBD from CV Sciences, plus CBDoil.com. Links are up in the notes. And this weekend coming up, this will be my holiday weekend in a sense coming up, because every time I get out of town, as much as it wears on you a bit, the travel, it's still a great joy to be out there and bring that healing where it belongs, empowering people. and reminding myself by the interaction, the stories that I get to hear from all of you. This weekend with Ty Bollinger, Charlene and family, Dr. Jimenez, we are going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan for the Cancer Prevention Convention. The Cancer Prevention Convention. And I heard there's, you know, a lot of pushback on it because it's a very medical state, very pharmaceutical state, Michigan. And they don't want people knowing that there are things other than chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery for reversing cancer. But I'm going to get into another peer-reviewed study showing that we already know that there's a lot more to life, and I mean life, than oncological cancer treatments approved by government and dunderheaded doctors who display them or dispense them. We're going to get to that in a moment. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to know what's upcoming beyond this September 11th Cancer Prevention Convention, then you can go to the notes. You'll see links up there. Sometimes I'll even mention them on the air. RobertScottBell.com. Now, yesterday I was a bit angry. I felt it, and I think I was righteously angry. Not indignant, but angry with my fellow Americans. Occasionally that happens. Because most of us have become sheepalized. We're turned into lambs led to the slaughter. And yesterday, you know, we covered with John Rappaport the CDC medical police state. The trial balloon claiming the right to detain anyone at any time, quarantine them, arrest them, keep them, hold them, ultimately vaccinate them. I don't think it gets any more un-American than the CDC. And I would argue that rather than reform it, we would abolish it. Like those that want to reform the Fed, right? A counterfeiting corruption of the culture, of the economic culture, they want to reform it. What are we going to do? Slow the printing of money a little bit? Or how about we don't even have to abolish the Fed? We just legalize freedom. Ron Paul used to say that. How about legalizing freedom, right? It's already lawful. I'll legalize it too. Make it good for everybody. But I guess the everybody out there doesn't necessarily want freedom. Too much responsibility. That's why I talked about it at the top of the hour today. Freedom, you want it? Then you're going to have the responsibility that comes along with it. If not, others will take responsibility for you, and you'll see how well that works out for you. Poverty, again, if Colin Kaepernick protests suddenly, where were the protests earlier in his career? Now that he's sucking the eggs, he's protesting. But why not protest the $2 trillion spent to eradicate poverty that has only seemingly impoverished people more and made them more dependent on a federal government that doesn't know how to run itself, much less your life? But the CDC says it knows better and it wants to quarantine you if you have a cough, if it suspects that you've been around anybody with a cough. Even measles, which was a ha-ha funny sitcom on the Brady Bunch, now becomes a quarantinable offense, maybe a vaccinatable offense. As I said, later in the week, we've got Nico LaHood, the San Antonio District Attorney, going to join me talking about it from a very unique perspective, the dangers of vaccines, the dangers of vaccine mandates. But trying to lighten it up now, let's go heal some liver cancer, shall we? Yes, let's. Liver cancer risk influenced by what? Not a lack of chemotherapy, not an absence of radiotherapy, radiation, and certainly not evidence of a lack of surgery in your background, but influenced by blood selenium levels, particularly if it is low, your cancer risk is high. This is something, this is another one of those, oh yeah, Robert, you were right again. Again, it's not me. I can read. The chemotherapy doctors apparently can't read the peer-reviewed literature or won't because their jobs are at stake. And if they do read it and begin to reduce the use of toxic poison as a treatment and begin to use a vital trace element like selenium, the licensing boards will take them out of the medical food chain. You're done. You know, you don't play mineral games around here. We've got chemo. And even if you recommend selenium during chemo, they'll come after you. Oh, don't you dare take those antioxidants while you're doing chemo. It might interrupt with the chemo. You're damn straight it'll interrupt the chemo by saving the lives of your cells that are healthy and not cancerous. Not the cancer cells, which have no antioxidant defense mechanism any longer. It doesn't matter. You can take all the selenium you want. It's not going to protect the cancer cells. It's only going to protect your healthy cells and facilitate the function of a lot of actions, including the detoxification actions of the liver. Are you concerned? The risk of developing liver cancer may be significantly higher for people who have low levels of nutrient selenium in their blood. This was in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. We've talked about it for years. It's a cornerstone to what I've talked about in preventing and reversing cancer, but in a whole food form. They mentioned some of the foods. They talk about plant-based foods, certain animal products, seafood, Brazil nuts, organ meats, milk and eggs contain selenium only if the animals or the soil that what the animals ate was grown, the food was grown, has selenium in it. And I haven't seen evidence that we can get enough selenium in the food anymore, and that is why I take at least 200 micrograms a day of a whole food selenium I get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. If you're not sure, you can go to ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Links are up in the show notes, or you can call 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Risk of liver cancer influenced by blood selenium levels, a 5 to 10-fold greater risk of liver cancer if you have low selenium levels as measured in the blood. Wow. They acknowledge its ability to work against oxidative stress. They don't mention how it's necessary for the production of glutathione here at all, but they do acknowledge the reduction of free radical-related cell damage. And they're not even committing to that might be a risk factor for disease. I'm saying it is. It might be, right? Up to 10 times greater liver cancer risk with low selenium. Is this getting through to you? Do you understand why? There's a whole chapter on selenium, thanks to my good buddy Chris Barr, who contributed a lot in this case to our understanding of whole food selenium. Number one, numero uno, on the list of cancer prevention substances on planet Earth. Compared with individuals who had the highest selenium levels, the researchers found that those with the lowest selenium levels had a 5 to 10-fold greater risk of liver cancer. However, Professor Schomburg, he wants to keep getting grant money, so he says that his study does not show that selenium supplementation directly reduces the risk of liver cancer, so no recommendations can be made at present, right? Sorry, freaking idiots. You read a story like this, it's a little too soon to say you should take selenium every day. We can't commit to that. But keep doing your chemotherapy. Because we know, Lord knows, without that, you're done, you're toast, you're dead, right? And we've got a story coming up a little later, I'll talk with Dr. Batar, where they're acknowledging at least half of all cancer deaths are due not to cancer, but due to chemo. Yeah, I think this is in the British Medical Journal. Thanks, Jeffrey Jackson, for the tip on that. Incredible stuff, folks. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, what about allergies? I feel like I'm qualified to speak on allergies because much of my young life, from almost 0 to 24, I was the allergy kid. Now there's an article here that says 6 toxic threats are making your allergies worse. Every once in a while, Fox News puts some good health stuff up there. It said 50% of people with asthma have attacks triggered by allergens, such as molds, dust mite, and animal dander, which I had all of that. Borderline asthma I was. Of course, now we nebulize silver hydrosol. We remember if you have serious lung issues, there's a chapter now I added into Unlock the Power to Heal, specifically on lung recovery, whether it be allergies, asthma, COPD, bronchitis, pneumonia, antimonium, tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolium. Have toasted SpongeBob. We always joke about that. Spongia tosta. And, of course, don't forget Bryonia alba, the liver, lung, polycrest remedy, homeopathic, in addition to nebulizing silver hydrosol. But what are these triggers? What are these toxic things they call 6 toxic threats? Number one on their list is climate change. Climate change. And what they're really saying is global warming, but they can't say that anymore, so they call it climate change. Because there's more CO2. When there's more CO2, guess what? That drives plants to produce 3 to 4 million pollen grains instead of 1 million. So the thing that is good for plants, they say, is bad for humans, right? Global warming, we gotta stop the CO2, yet the plants love it. What do the plants do? They provide food for all of us. Oh, no, we can't have that. So that's their number one on the list. Number two on the list, antibacterial chemicals. We just talked about it, like triclosan. The FDA says no more in the soaps, but it's still going to be out there in a lot of things. By damaging the immune system, because these chemicals do, by limiting exposure, natural exposure, it's problematic. Bisphenol A, you can get that from canned foods. If it's not BPA-free, be careful. Plastifiers, BPA, linked to higher risk of asthma. And that includes moms when you're pregnant. Cleaning products. Cleaning products. This is why toxic chemical cleaning products you need to rethink that. Look at orangetko.net. Orangetko.net. Go there, call them. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get 10% off D-limonene. D-limonene from orange peel. Vinyl flooring, PVC, respiratory phthalates, creating more and more respiratory disorders, including asthma. And guess what, folks? Even the preservative in pre-moistened wet wipes. Whether for feminine hygiene or hands after eating chicken wings. Be very careful of those because they're also triggering localized rashes in addition to respiratory ailments. Healing? We got it coming out of our ears here. Along with the wax. It doesn't come out with an ear candle. You'd know that if you read my book. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
If for any reason you can't make it or couldn't get tickets to the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, you'll be able to meet RSB, Super Don, Dr. Jimenez. Well, Super Don will be in Dallas, but no, I meant Ty Bollinger, of course, TMB, and Charlene Bollinger and family will be up with me at the Cancer Prevention Convention, Ann Arbor, Michigan, September 11th. Great time to bring health freedom and healing liberty back where it belongs with each and every one of you. You have to register in advance, though. So click the links at robertscottbell.com. You'll see it there. There's a Facebook page for it as well. And then, of course, homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice. That's happening October 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Petersburg, Florida. I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there briefly as well, and we'll be doing some more interviews, getting some interviews for the show as well, learning about homeopathy instead of vaccinations. How do we sensitize your immune system safely without harming? That's going to be awesome. Thanks to Silowatka and friends. And then I mentioned the Truth About Cancer, October 14th, 15th, and 16th, the Gaylord Texan in Dallas area, and then the Hearthlight event. That's the end of October, 28th, 29th, and 30th, and that's going to be happening in Gainesville, Georgia. Once again, Ty Bollinger and I will be there. Paul Bertero will be there. Man, it's going to be a great, great event. Well, a big reunion time for a lot of folks. Heading back up to North Georgia. I love it up there. Or down there, depending on where you're coming from. But plan ahead and check it out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now, I mentioned I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment. I didn't grow up around guns. I was a little scared of guns growing up. I didn't have a military family, although my uncle, the doctor, God bless him, rest his soul, he served in Vietnam as a medic and a doctor. And, it just wasn't part of my upbringing. But as I began to learn more about what was happening to this country, the origins, the foundations, the Second Amendment was as important as the first. And if the first didn't work, the second was there to bring the first back. And of course, the right to keep and bear arms is a right granted not by government, but by God, in my opinion. You can argue it if you want. That's right, because it's your First Amendment ability to do so. Dental patient, though. All right, if you're a dental patient, I might argue not a good time to keep and bear arms. Just in that moment, right? And I'm not opposed to dentists who say, armed patients are welcome here. But what I would have you do, doctor, dentist, if you have a patient come in that's going under anesthesia, and particularly laughing gas, you might have a strong argument to say, hey, you know what? I support your Second Amendment right, But I think for your own safety, maybe for mine too, we might ought to check this firearm, you know, over here on the desk or somewhere where you can't reach it while I'm working on you. Not the least of which is you might get mad at me because what I do as a dentist will hurt you. Ultimately, we hope it helps you. But you're under the influence of laughing gas, nitrous oxide. I don't know if you've ever been there. I have. When I got four teeth pulled as a teenager, before the braces were put on, I was given nitrous. And boy, oh boy, I saw people, the dentist and the hygienist, they looked like they were in Louis the 14th or Henry the 8th outfits. And they were coming at me with ancient torture tools. And I think I was a bit freaking out, got this like going, I probably was fighting them for all I know. So hallucinations are part of nitrous oxide. And I'm not making this up because there's a story here about James White, a man named James White, 72-year-old from New Carlisle, Ohio. He's got the right to keep and bear arms. He even has a permit for concealed carry. Sitting in his dental chair, woozy patient, heard his phone ring, grabbed for the phone. Unfortunately, he grabbed his gun and shot himself. Now, the good news is he's all right. He was transported to the hospital. Nobody else was injured. He did get injured, nitrous oxide and firearms don't mix. I will acknowledge that. But I also don't go to the other extreme to say that if you have a cannabis card for medical cannabis that you shouldn't have the right to keep and bear arms, because application of that concept is not at all equal, because people that are out there drinking and carousing and going to liquor stores are not prohibited from the right to keep and bear arms. And that is much more dangerous of a mix than cannabis. But in this case, in this story, the guy on nitrous reached for the phone, grabbed his weapon, and shot himself. So folks, even if you believe in the right to keep and bear arms, you might want to either leave them at home, or maybe your dentist could set them aside for you until you're fully recovered and not hallucinating and thinking your phone is a gun. It's not a cell gun, it's a cell phone. It's not a gun phone, it's a gun. All right, folks, lots more broadcast healing as we go to Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar next hour. Big news from the medical journals about dangers of chemotherapy and more. But don't worry, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.